All right, welcome to the 8th episode of the 3rd season of Charlie and Me. We had a fun one lined up today. Fun guests, fun conversation, interesting topics.
I hope you bring your tackle box.
Bring your tackle box, because we're going fishing. If you're not our friends and family, I have no idea why you're listening. Might be fun, might not. Actually, well, you might be what we need.
You are going to be an integral part of our story.
Yes, you're going to have to touch base with us in a discreet manner, maybe in a couple weeks. If you are our friends and family, you're going to like it, I think. I don't know.
We really hope.
Yeah, we hit some interesting topics, and definitely.
It's not a great break from quarantine.
Yes, it's a break. So, all that being said, Charlie?
Grant?
What have you been up to?
You always ask me first.
Because I opened the show.
Yeah, Grant, what have you been up to?
It'd be kind of weird if I asked myself what I've been up to.
Well, I try to intervene there. Grant, what have you been up to?
Oh, okay. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome, Grant.
Man, been up to a lot. We had 4th of July hit. That was fun. Good time.
Go America.
We played golf and sat by a lake, and then I literally played 10 hours of video games.
Because it was a weekend.
Because there was nothing to do. Like, you're just sitting there. I was just like, well, I guess I'm doing this today. Did that. Then we played golf the next day as well. I think we played, 45 holes?
Or 45, yeah.
Played 45
right.
Holes that week. So, yeah, really tough weekend for us. Couldn't figure it out. But it was
kind of weird, but kind of, like, it almost felt like things were normal. But then, like, you'd walk down the street and realize that they very much aren't still.
Right. Yeah, no. And I don't have a need, like, nothing inside of me is urging to go to a bar right now.
It's weird.
The weirdest I've, you know, I'm 25 years old, almost 26, humble brag, birthday's coming up.
Some people have gifts.
but I don't want to go to a bar at all. Like, I can't think of... I'll sit on a patio. It seems safe. But I just... Like, bars, it's like, eh. I'm in no rush. It'll be there. Hopefully.
You're going to be ass to ass with a bunch of dudes.
You know the bars I go to.
I know where you live.
Yeah. But otherwise, it was pretty chill 4th of July. And then I went to Des Moines the next weekend. Very quick weekend in Des Moines. I think I'm still tired from driving like 11 hours in basically
30.
Yeah, in basically 30 hours. But no, it was a lot of fun. Good to be home. Have some time with the family. And this next month, you know, should be some good more family time as well. But other than that, lots of stuff to talk about that isn't involving me. So, Charlie, what else have you been up? What have you been up to?
I mean, it's weird to say, because like everyone asks me, like, what do you do? Like, what do you do on the weekends? And it's like, I work during the week and I golf on the weekends. And
right.
It's working out okay.
Time's moving, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever played this much golf in my life, and I'm loving that aspect of it. I did, like, last week or 2 weeks ago, met up some coworkers at a brewery outside. So that was pretty nice. Yeah, outdoor drinking is good drinking. So just that. And then also, I've been getting excited about seeing the Cubs playing baseball at Wrigley again.
Oh.
Now,
am I ever?
I'm just saying, like, I've only, you know, seen clips on Twitter and whatnot, and they're playing themselves. But it's live baseball at Wrigley, and it's something.
Okay, so
we haven't had.
Apparently, they're pumping in the music and like the sounds from MLB The Show to the games. Yeah, that's gonna be
weird.
That's
kind of cool. I kind of
I like so it. I like it. They did it. So they do it for EPL.
Yeah, I was gonna say I saw it through.
But they don't do it. They don't do it for like Italian league. So if I'm watching soccer, which we're gonna get into this in a little bit, because I'm watching some soccer. Basically, it's funny because EPL, you can hear things, and then you listen to the Italian league, and you just hear people like yelling at each other and cursing.
I like the
I don't know
music.
Italian.
Or not the music. I like the pumped in noise. I didn't think I'd like it, but when I first thought they were gonna do it, I was like, it's gonna be so fake. And then I listened to like the Premier League. I was like, oh, that works. That works pretty darn well.
It doesn't sound bad. I fall on both sides. I don't mind it and I like it, but I also really enjoy hearing what they say on the field. And it's not like the Italian league, I don't know half the shit they're saying, so it doesn't matter.
You took, how many years of Italian did you take?
3. No. I don't remember any of it. Ciao. Mi chiamo Guido.
What's up, Guido?
What's up? But then when I'm thinking about it, hockey's coming back. I think their first game's August 1st. So when they play, they're going to have on-ice microphones.
Yeah.
So you imagine the things we're about to hear in live hockey?
So it's going to have to be on delay, isn't it?
It's got to be on delay.
Because those guys do not talk clean.
No, there's nothing they say that is... I could even think about, like, so I'm excited for that just because, like, to what extent are they willing to let the things, and like one coach came on today and asked about it. They're like, oh, are you worried about it? He's like, no, I gotta be honest, I don't give a shit about it. In his media response, like, how beautiful is that?
I kind of wonder how long it's gonna last. I think they're gonna have to give up on it after like a couple games because it might be that bad. I mean, good slash bad, but you know, you get what I'm saying.
I mean, do you think as a player you watch your mouth a little more?
When you're in the heat of the action, it's gonna be tough.
It's definitely not gonna be as easy.
It kind of goes along with like in tennis, they try to get rid of grunting.
Yeah, but that's like half the reason you watch tennis.
But they're having to phase it out because they tried to make them quit cold turkey, and no one could do it. So they're phasing out from the younger ranks up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you're never going to cut down trash talk in hockey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't make them just, like, change that right now.
Right? I mean, in any sport, they should be, like, especially the contact sports, like, trash talk is half the game. I mean, I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not optimistic that they're going to be able to keep it. But I am very much so looking forward to it.
Or look at it like with golf. We've seen it where you hear a lot of things that you wouldn't have heard before.
Those like, boom mics are everywhere.
Yeah, like Ian Poulter ripping a fart. You heard that one?
There's one of those from Tiger like 8 years ago.
That's just so funny though. It was loud too. It's not like it was quiet.
Farts are always funny. Man.
Oh, they're always funny. You can't not laugh at them. But
yeah.
Needless to say,
it's nice to like feel like sports are actually kind of getting back. And I just hope to ride that wave as long as possible.
Agreed. I'm a fan. I don't even care that there's not people in the stands. Like, I mean, I would like to go to the stands and like sit and have a beer and a hot dog and watch the Cubs play. Like, nothing more I'd ever want right now.
Yeah.
But turning on sports and seeing it live just gives me a good rush. Even if it's soccer right now.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but MLB like confirmed like last week or 2 weeks ago, the blackout zones are still a thing. Even though people can't go to the games, they're still enforcing the blackout zones.
Yeah.
Which is just stupid.
I know. I was thinking about that too, and that sucks. I'm in a blackout zone of all blackout zones.
All of Iowa is blacked out.
Yeah. How messed up is that?
They don't even have a team.
Like, why is it blacked out? They don't want to watch. They don't want them to watch the sport.
Making people pay for extra packages.
I know. I know. It's stupid. It's so dumb. But you want to grow your sport. Allow.
Baseball's enough trouble as it is trying to get new fans.
Right. You want to grow your sport. Let everyone watch it. Put it on freaking YouTube. I don't know. Put it on Facebook Live.
They should.
Let everyone see. Put it on Amazon Prime. It's so dumb. These TV contracts are getting out of hand, and that's half the reason the college football freaking, you know, really needs to play is because they need. What did the Jamie Pollard comes on and says they're going to lose $40 million if they don't have sports?
I'm figuring all those, especially the big Power Five conference schools.
Yeah.
How big are those endowments?
Oh, they're huge.
But you're not going to make a profit.
Most of these, Charlie, this is going to shock you. Most of these organizations run as not-for-profit organizations.
Good joke. No, I know they are legally non-profits, but like
they're not for profits. It's not. They're not non-profits. They're not for profits.
Non-profits, but they're sitting on.
That's how someone can donate to them, and they can get a tax write-off. They have to be a not-for-profit.
Yeah, they're sitting on billions of dollars in endowments. Whatever. I think we're going.
Anyway, we've done a rabbit hole. Okay. To move on, I did watch soccer today. I didn't watch it today. I followed it.
Of course.
I was just like, screw it. I'm going to start gambling on some soccer today. Walked in the office. One of the guys in the office loves soccer. So I was like, all right, who are we betting on? So he threw in with me. We basically split a bunch of our bets. And we've set up a parlay. I thought for sure this is going to hit. Like, just looked great. I bet against my team, Leicester City.
I questioned you right away.
And I was like, because he talked to me, and he's like, two of their players are hurt. Someone got a red card last time, so we can't play. And I was like, all right, fine. Whatever. I'll go with you. Went with him. Not a single one of our parlay bets hit. So we were 0 for 3 on the parlay.
You should almost get your money back from that.
Like, that's just so bad. We went 100% wrong. That's just terrible. And then we placed two other bets on the noon games. Lost them all. So then 2 o'clock, we're just like, screw it. Let's double down and place a couple more. So we placed two more. We had another parlay. 1-1, another tied, another lost. Lost that parlay.
Those ties get you.
Ties in soccer, I hate them. This is what I hate about soccer is the ties. Like, the biggest thing I hate.
More than not gambling in it.
And then we had one other one. Long shot. We had Real Madrid versus... I don't even know how to say it. Like Osasuna or something like that.
Barcelona.
Was it Barcelona?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we were playing because Real Madrid won the La Liga today. And they like Messi scores one goal and it was 1-0, and then it got or then it was tied. Messi scored to tie it. Freaking 93rd minute, they score a goal and we win. And I was like freaking out at work. I was like, no way!
To clarify, the non-Barcelona team scored a
goal. The non-Barcelona team. I don't really know what they are. But I mean, anytime, just a little betting tip for all my friends. Anytime someone throws out there plus 1,800, you take it.
You throw a couple bones on it.
10, 5, doesn't matter. You're still going to walk away with a win if it hits. If it doesn't hit, hey, you tried. Throw a heavier bet on the other side and you're fine.
Drink light beer and you're fine. For a couple days.
You can't make it up. You can't drink the expensive stuff. You're fine.
But. Yeah, it is. You get a rush out of it.
Oh, yeah. There was a definite rush when I hit 1 of 6 bets today.
But you hit the biggest one.
The other parlay was pretty big, too. That would have been, like, the biggest payout, but I'm still positive on the day when you look at it, so we're good.
There you go.
That's all you need.
You need to live to see another day.
I live to see another day.
Love it.
But... I think we got an interview lined up here. We'll jump right into some fishing.
I think it's time to bring the fishing pole out.
Some D1 runners, and let's go. Here's Halstead. now we welcome on a avid listener, I guess, of our podcasts, and a good friend of ours, Hannah Halstead. Hannah, welcome on again. I think it's your second appearance, reoccurring.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm honored. I feel like I kind of pandered for this one. I appreciate it nonetheless.
We appreciate the pandering, so it's a good fit. It's a good fit.
Yeah, it doesn't offend us at all.
You guys have been the perfect quarantine listen. Like, I'll throw you on during work, and I just kind of like pretend I have friends around. It's nice.
Cool.
Our pleasure. It's what we're here for.
Yeah, glad we can help. All right, so we start out every interview the same, as you know, during your quarantine listens. What's your favorite Charlie and Me podcast moment so far?
I like the twist.
Okay, so I think I love listening to Alex being on your show, okay, just because I find it so funny, because she always talks about, like, I don't know if I can say this, but when I run for president, or things like that, and that always seems to be difficult, just because just listening to you guys interact with that is just always a joy. But Grant, you're talking about wanting to be catfish. I don't know if we'll get into this later, but
oh, we will. Keep going.
Just do it right now. Just do it right now.
I thought that was so funny.
I think
those are kind of my favorite. I like the spelling bees too, because similar to Chuck, I'm a terrible speller.
We should have planned for that. We can always throw
this happen.
We can throw an audible. I can always throw a quick audible in.
No, thank you. Like,
I have a chance. I have a chance.
Okay, so being catfished is still a lifelong goal of mine. I'm still actively trying to get catfished, but
this has to be the best time of your life. Like quarantine? What's better than quarantine for catfishing?
Right. I'd imagine people would be catfishing right now. Like, if you were a catfisher, a person that casts poles, I don't know.
What's your bait situation?
Like, how would I get baited?
What are you throwing out for bait to get catfished?
Well, I see, that's the thing, is if I want to truly get catfished, I have to believe it's not a catfish.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, what are you bait are you using for dating?
So now you're just, like, asking me straight up, how am I going about attracting?
Like, are you going out on the street?
I'm not gonna give you my dating tips.
No, you can't go out on the street.
We're dating in the same pool.
On the street corners, holding up a sign saying, I'm ready to date someone.
No, because I can, it's like Hannah just said, you can't do that. Because then I can see their face.
No, you can't do that.
It's all about the virtual connection.
It's about tinted windows.
So I think that the way for it to really happen would be if you meet someone on an app, and they usually kind of have like some form of social media attached. Usually it's like Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have an Instagram.
I'm gonna stop you there really quick, because I was doing some research, because I wanted to come on this as informed as possible. When I mean that is like maybe 15, 20 minutes of Googling.
Good.
But there are other ways for you to get catfish aside from romantic connections right now.
Okay.
Because apparently catfish are running rampant in COVID.
No way.
So
how rampant?
The news is, you can find them on Tinder, like you can find them on any dating app, but Plenty of Fish is the highest. So, like, if you really want to get catfish, Plenty of Fish. I've heard they're catfishing left and right.
It kind of makes sense.
What's Plenty of Fish?
It's an app.
I don't know. So, it's a dating app. But it's always the app that people get catfished on the TV show Catfish.
Oh, no shit.
And
that was my question.
So
how does that work?
One. I haven't been on it. Sorry for anyone on Plenty of Fish, but that's apparently the easiest. And I saw that.
I want to cut you off real quick, because the way you just said, like, sorry for anyone that's on there, because you're not on it. Sorry, I'm not on it, so sorry for anyone that's on there.
I really appreciated that flex.
I had to, like, throw it out there. Like, this is only like secondhand research. Like firsthand, I would be on there, but you know, time hearsay, but like intelligent hearsay. I'm citing my sources.
I feel like also like those weird like Facebook like group sites or whatever. I feel like those are teeming with catfishes as well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, Hannah,
did you ever watch the show like Don't Mess with Cats?
Don't fuck with Netflix? Cats. Yeah, yeah.
Or Don't Fuck with Cats.
Wait, sorry, what was that? I missed it a little bit.
You ever watched the Netflix show Don't Fuck with Cats?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well.
Well,
we just basically gave you a weekend. Go ahead and sit down. Go ahead and sit down.
It's only three episodes.
Turn it on. It's three episodes. I watched it at work one time.
Be in a good mental state going into it. But yeah, it introduces you kind of into this world of like Facebook characters. I feel like those weird Facebook like groups or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I feel like you gotta get into some of those, and so, I think that'd be good, throwing some good bait out.
And like these people in the show, they literally create. They have a word for it, but they create their own characters of people. Like they have like their own names.
Body Groovin'.
Body Movin' was this one lady's name. Body Movin', that's her name on Facebook. Because she doesn't want to go by her real name.
Body Movin'.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's wild.
I at the same time, I suggest the show and don't suggest it. So
I think you should watch it.
Take that for what it is.
I'm gonna throw a highly recommend on it because it's a real mind fuck, but
it's true.
I'm so in on that, and that sounds so up my alley. I would say if I'd be an expert in anything, it would be like studying interesting niche groups. Like that, I would love that.
This is a niche group for sure. I'm gonna guarantee that.
Maybe this is a must watch then. Yeah, after that statement.
This is a must watch. This is already considered added.
Okay, so back to the getting catfished. I just came up with an idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if we created a Facebook group and then made a whole bunch of other characters that hopefully lured, like Facebook characters that lured in other characters?
We're baiting
the pool.
We're stocking the pond.
Yeah, catfishing the catfish.
We're stocking the pond.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't want to be a catfisher. I just want to be catfished.
So
we're chumming the waters.
On the show Catfish, I can't cite the episode. But there are a few episodes where you see that the catfish make an entire community to lure people in.
What?
So if we find one of those personas, I mean, you can be caught in a web that you'll never be able to get out of.
No way.
Do you think those people like delete those accounts after they're aired on the show? Because I feel like some of them aren't that smart.
So there's always
we can hunt follow up.
And some of them do, and some of them don't. But I take the stance that there's two types of catfish, and there's
saltwater, freshwater,
the maniacal catfish who like get money from you or try to revenge, which. And so I feel like they definitely catfish again. Like they're for sure doing it again. And then there's the like insecure catfish, so they're trying to get validation for themselves through others. And I think if they find healthy sources, they don't go back into catfishing. But I don't know. It's a slippery slope, I can only guess.
So Grant, we want to avoid those ones that are going to suck your money. We're going to avoid those ones.
Well, that joke's on them.
There's apparently a bunch going on now that say they catfish you with a profile. They pretend to be like a nurse or a cop or in the military or things like public figure.
Three professions I've stayed away from recently.
COVID accounts. So people are like wiring money to take charities and GoFundMes, and they're all going to catfish.
Cash is king. Cash donations only.
But see, that's not catfish. That's not catfishing to me. That's called fraud. Like that's not.
It's a prank. I want a prank.
To me, catfishing is just like me falling in love with a fictional person. that pretends to be that person for long enough until I figure out it's not real.
We need to call Manti Te'o.
Yes.
Yeah, because
his girlfriend was fake.
A romantic catfish, not one that's like trying to extort you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. I'm not a huge fan of extortion.
Now that that cleared up.
All right. So that's our plan to get catfished. I like
Facebook.
It.
Facebook, here we come. I think that's the move.
I like
it. I think Facebook.
I'm in. We're gonna do it. Yeah. So
I like it. So this has to be done. So apparently Tinder is taking on, they're putting in their policy where you have to start, like, before you make your profile, you have to validate that you are the ones in the photos by taking, like, a real-time selfie. And if that catches on, I wouldn't be shocked if Facebook does it. So we need to, like, get on this quick.
What if you had a second photo that you printed off? You took a real-time photo of the
same. Made a mask out of it and put it on.
Yeah, what if you Jeffrey Dahmer them and you cut their face off and put it on top of it?
That's too far.
Sorry.
I mean, well, if you're doing that, I mean, I feel like Facebook or any form would just give it to you. They're like, wow, I respect the effort.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would have to.
If you're doing any Jeffrey Dahmer shit, then I don't want to be catfished by you. just gonna say no to that. It's gonna be a no from me, dog.
Hard pass.
But that brings us to Wisconsin.
If we can pick our catfish, that'd be good too.
That's
how it works, right?
Something like that. You gotta go fishing for catfish. I guess the next step's on us. We'll figure it out.
So, it's a weird sentence.
I know. I feel like I gotta move on from catfishing because it's making me uncomfortable.
Bull sharks.
Bull sharks are next. Cougars.
I am very scared of that.
So these rich white suburbs, cougars.
Yeah, I guess I gotta move. Okay, so now that summer has officially kicked off, I declared July 4th the first day of summer, technically, even though it's not.
Oh,
damn, that's late.
I know. Well, this year especially, the first day of summer was more around July 4th than any other day. What have you been doing this summer, Hannah? Any fun summer activities?
Yes and no. I mean, with the pandemic kind of moving, it's definitely been hard to, you know, have some big grand summer plans. But I actually, my family has a little cabin over in Wisconsin on the lake. And so I was there from May, first week of May up until this Monday. So I was there for like 2 months.
Sounds tough.
Yeah, so that's definitely as good as it gets. But it's really nice being back and seeing Alex and just, you know, briefly seeing friends. And then I'll head back to the cabin until the fall, I think. I'll come back a little bit more because now that I'm back, I'm like, oh, I really miss it here. But just being on the lake, a lot of swimming. The water's been warm since June 1st, so a lot of floating.
Sounds so peaceful.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds really tough. Next time I'm sitting at home at 5:30 after work, staring at my wall in my 1,000 square foot apartment, I'll be thinking about the lake that you're sitting at. Cool.
You know what? Maybe it'll catch the time a little bit quicker.
Yeah, now I'll just start. Yeah, it'll get me catfishing. It'll get me casting those lines.
Casting the lines out from the dock.
I know there's one more thing we also want to talk about with you. You were an All-American at St. Thomas, weren't you?
No, I was not. I just missed it.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Here's the salt for you.
For sake of this conversation, we'll pretend.
Okay, so you were...
you made nationals.
You were an All-American at St. Thomas.
I had a good career.
Now, St. Thomas just got the approval to go Division I. In retrospect, are we low-tier Division I athletes?
this is a really great question, and I still take the stance of no, solely because.
Okay, that's enough. You can leave the show now.
Love the Maya.
Sorry, you can finish.
Wait, sorry, what?
You can go ahead. I just said you could leave, but you're fine. Oh.
No, and I think it's, like, I will say, I think I, at some, I mean, we've had just amazing runners, and collectively, like, most of our runners could run, like, you know, mid-pack even, you know, people could hold their own. Maybe they're not stars, but, like, we had a lot of runners that could definitely hold their own E1, and I think in that sense, we could be considered, like, low-tier D1, but I really loved the Maya, and I think they always had some really great competition. So I'm still, you know, I'm still proud to be a D3 athlete, just because we're in the Maya. But I'm excited to see what D1 holds for St. Thomas, because I think it'll be an interesting 2 years just to watch.
Yeah, I think these next 5 to 10 years is going to be interesting to see how that transition goes. It's definitely running your
back
in a lot of things.
Yes. No, I
definitely.
I definitely agree with that perspective. Division 3 was great. The MIAC was great. Unfortunately, the MIAC didn't like us. So.
I know.
Ex facto.
They hated the players and the game, turns out.
Exactly.
Boom. So that'll be fine, but I just I think probably about 5 to 10 years from now, when people start asking me about my college career again, it's probably just going to be yeah.
I was a
D1 athlete.
I went to the school. It's D1 now. See,
Fishtail.
I think what you can say is like, oh yeah, I was a college athlete. And, like, if they really are curious, they'll just Google St. Thomas and see that it's D1.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, where'd you go? Yeah, it's D1. Just say it's D1. That's
yeah,
not lying.
Yeah. So it's not a lie. Like, I'll probably say that. I'll probably, when I have kids, I'll definitely be like, oh, yeah, St. Thomas is D1. Yeah. And never correct them.
Just
and they're like,
yeah, I went to Nationals.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. All right, we just found our way around that. That's the perfect workaround. I like it.
Exactly. Like, in certain conversations, I'll absolutely use the workaround, but someone really presses me on it, I'll try something. D3 athlete.
Then I think we'll kind of, if you don't, do you have any questions for us?
Good question, Grant.
Yeah, when are you guys coming up to Minnesota?
Oh.
I don't know if we're allowed to, like, you know, give that information out over the podcast.
Oh yeah, we can.
Fans might follow you, but
we've been talking about it actually.
It's been in the works. We're definitely trying to work on something. Thinking maybe late August, early September.
Nice, very promising.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be very vague about our answer until we.
Yeah. Oh,
we know.
I think that's very fair.
Is there a reverse quarantine for coming back from Minnesota right now, Grant? In
a reverse quarantine?
Or like, sorry, like if we go to Minnesota,
hold on,
we get back.
I want you to explain what a reverse quarantine might be. What's a reverse quarantine?
I was like,
reverse quarantine is you have to stay outside all the time. You're in the doghouse. You can't come back in. That's a wife kicking their husband out of the house.
It's like camping.
No, not yet.
Bad use of words. English is hard sometimes for me.
Alright. If you don't have any other questions, we'll move into the game segment.
I'm ready.
Fun portion we got lined up here. It's our Would You Rather segment. So.
Start thinking about Would You Rather.
Start thinking Would You Rather. Charlie and I'll go first, and then you're on the spot. If you don't get one in 10 seconds, I'm just going to yell, but you can still go after that.
Okay, perfect. Very fair.
Charlie's got
first. Would you rather be stuck in college for your whole life or never have gone to college?
Wait, sorry, will you repeat the second one? You cut out just a little bit.
Or never have gone to college or go in the future. No college.
Can I ask clarifying questions or do I have to do one in full?
Ooh.
I'll allow one question.
But it'd be a good one.
Okay. So, Oh, okay. I have two questions. I'll just do one.
Just build them into one.
How many years of eligibility do I have in sports if I stay in college forever?
Can you repeat the question?
So you can continually do sports the whole time.
Yeah, you just never at the college level. You won't have run for college.
No, no. She's saying if she stays in college your whole life.
Oh. Yes. It's like Groundhog's Day.
Yes, it's basically Bill Murray and Groundhog's Day. You're Phil.
Okay, so I can continue to run for as many years?
Yeah, I mean, as long as your body will let you.
But you still age, is the thing. But you're still aging. You will be 80 years old in college.
I would stay in college forever. Because I could then be a part-time student after I was done, like, running. So I'd run maybe, like, I'm not really running now. I run for fun. I'm a fun runner now.
She found a loophole.
I would have continued my career a little bit longer and then been a part-time student. And then that would just help me progress my career goals as well.
Career goals? You don't need a career goal. You're
in college forever.
It's 4 years of college on loop.
Yeah. The moment you're a senior, you go back to freshman.
I can't graduate college until I have that.
There is no diploma to be had.
You never get a diploma. That's the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, then I take the ladder, and I'll be a tradeswoman.
Tradeswoman.
I'll go into carpentry and tiling. I'd love to be a good tiler.
Ooh, a good carpenter would be sweet.
Yeah. Okay, then that is my firm answer. I'll take the ladder of never having gone to college.
Final answer.
I think I'm the same way. Yeah. I would never have gone.
I would stay forever. Hell yeah.
I can see that one with Grant, yeah.
I don't know. Why not? Dude, it's such a stress-free life.
The liver, man, the liver.
Yeah, not even like drinking, not even like partying or drinking all the time. It's just such a stress-free life. Like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna walk over to the library later. Cool. All right, bye. I'm just gonna go to the locker room and sit there for like 30 minutes. Cool. All right, bye.
Did that too much?
Yeah, like I'm just gonna take a nap. Okay. It was stress-free. Your boss wasn't there. It's awesome.
Pete was always there.
Oh, come on, but Pete wasn't up our ass. Pete wasn't up our ass all day.
Yeah, if your name wasn't Ryan, you're fine.
Yeah, as long as your name's not Ryan. All right. Mine is, would you rather be a pampered indoor dog or like a badass stray dog? I'm talking... where they're splitting the spaghetti in that movie and
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, I'm talking Lady and the Tramp-esque. That's a badass fucking street dog.
Okay, so I also have a clarifying question for this one.
Do you ever just answer these?
Seriously. Do I get to pick my owners?
Well, you're just pampered. I mean, you get whatever you want. Does it matter who owns you?
Yeah, it does. Because I want to, you don't have to love to be one way.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're going to give you whatever you want.
Whatever you want, no matter who it is, gives you love back.
Yeah, like they're going to...
What if that's not enough, you know? What if one day I'm a pampered dog, I look out the window, and I see my mom has a new pampered dog, and I want to be her dog. Well, like, can I just request my owners, like, hey...
I mean, you're pampered, so you'd be able to just go to wherever you want. Yeah.
Get adopted.
You're pampered. You just
have to do a little bit of biting to get kicked out of that house, and then you get thrown to the other house.
You're in charge. That's the whole thing. You're the dog, but you're in charge. You're pampered.
You're in charge. You're in charge.
Solely because I feel like you feel so passionate about this, I would choose to be a pampered dog. And I would ask for, like, absurd things like water slides and, like...
It'd be tough to ask for, but nice.
And, like, a dog pool. Like, I would truly live it up. And, like, I want first class flights. I want to go everywhere. If I can truly be the pampered dog, I would do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. I'm talking 100% pampered.
Okay, then I'm in.
I think, yeah, I don't know, I feel like I have to pick that one.
Nah, dude, I want to be a badass stray.
See, again, that makes sense for you, I can pick that, yeah.
You know how cool that would be? Little Lady and the Tramp action, and I love pasta.
And I love pasta.
Like,
Wait, but, Brian, at the end, don't they then take in, just a stray dog, they take in the tram.
Yeah,
so, like,
but
in this game, is there some loophole that you belong to the streets?
Yeah.
Like, you cannot become a pampered dog.
100%. I belong to the streets. I wouldn't be able to become a pampered dog. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It'll just be you and I, Hannah. Grant's out.
It's cool. I'll watch you guys from the window, and you guys will be jealous of my life. Chase.
Well, I will have the big moon.
Chasing bitches, if you will. All right.
I can tell you're so proud of that.
I know. That was a great dad joke to end on. But,
well, Hannah, no. 10 seconds, Hannah.
Oh, yeah. Hannah. You have 10 seconds to figure out your would you rather. You ready? Go.
Yeah. Would you rather only be able to watch TV shows for the rest of your life or only ever be able to watch movies?
TV shows.
Yeah, TV shows all day.
Okay, I was really hoping you guys were movie people and you'd be like, oh, okay, I love Game of Thrones. I can't give it out.
Game of Thrones is TV.
I'm a flop, but I'll take. No, can I read you? I want to read you. I mean,
okay, go for it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Would you rather be a catfish and fraud 20 people out of $1 million but have a lifetime full of guilt? Or be catfished, feel as though you found the love of your life, and then not, you know, them be like, sorry, I'm not who you think I am, but you still love them?
I've already accepted the latter.
Okay.
What was that last part of the first one?
The last part is you would have endless guilt.
Oh.
So, like, you'd get the money, but you would feel wildly guilty.
Yeah,
for the rest of your
I think
life.
The second one.
We have to be real fucking bastards to want that guilt.
But it's money. I don't know. Like,
you can always
be the bad guy or to be
I wouldn't
want
to live myself.
You can always make more money. I mean, come on. Guilt lasts forever.
That is true.
I almost hit someone with my car today because they ran in front of me and I still feel guilty. I didn't touch them, but. I mean, yeah. Think about how it would feel if I defrauded, if I extorted millions of dollars out of people. Yeah, I'd have an ulcer.
Well, I'm just happy for you guys have a heart. And you grab it to a glove in the heart. Then
well, you
have
to turn answer the question.
Yeah, what would your answer?
Oh, I'd do the same. Like, I would rather be bamboozled and, like, be hurt by a catfish than, like, you know, just be a terrible person.
I hope we didn't dissuade your answer by our choices.
Yeah, you guys can you talked me out of mine. Now I've just shut down my catfish profiles.
We should start a hotline to talk people out of stuff.
Oh, or yeah, 100%. We should totally start a hotline. It doesn't have to be a talkie bot, just a hotline.
Yeah.
I'm gonna post my number as the hotline. I'm just gonna get calls all day. How do I set it up with like call collect where they have to like pay like 2 cents a minute or something? Yeah, that'd be awesome. Basically, I'm setting up like a phone sex line, but I'm not having phone sex.
You took that one.
All right, on that, Hannah, thanks for joining us. We had a lot of fun. We'll work on our catfish here, and hopefully have you back on once something materializes.
Well, I look forward to it, and thanks, guys.
Bye.
Fun catching up with you, and have a good night.
That was how we're gonna get catfished. I guess I'm gonna get catfished.
I think it's good that we have a plan.
I thought it was good to set up a plan too, but now, like, now that we actually talked about it so much, it seemed like it was being a little too real, and I don't know. I guess it's happening.
Life comes at you fast, man.
Life comes at you fast.
But yeah, that was a good conversation. And I'm really interested to see how St. Thomas Sailor is going forward.
I am as well, and I can't wait to just tell people I'm a D1 athlete. Or I was. I was.
We made it in the past. Our past selves made it. Alright, Grant, let's sign it off. What do you got for the quote?
My quote is, our mortality makes it impossible for our problems to last forever. Unknown.
Our mortality makes it possible for our what?
Problems.
Unknowns last forever.
Problems.
Oh. Yeah, I was listening really close.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Alright. Mine is more like a... whatever. Mine is, dear math, please grow up and solve your own problems. I'm tired of solving them for you. Deuces.